Today's learning is from Mishnah of Chaim Luz from Shani Moshe and Neil Rivka Bas Moshe Israel. From an Achra Moshe, we discuss from Shalom Chaim Moshe and Malka, and we brought up a Sarah Malka, Matriz and Fegaldina, and discuss for all those in and around there as Israel. So we're holding Simon Reish Mem Ches, continuing on over here with the halachas of going out on a boat. And we are in Sif Gimel, we are up to the Ramah. So now, Sif Gimel, the Machaber started with something very interesting. He said, although that I previously told, now we learned that there are certain situations you're not going to get onto the boat 3 days before. Certain situations that you can get on Erev Shabbos. In those situations that you get on Erev Shabbos, you can actually even do it on Shabbos, leave on Shabbos, assuming that Erev Shabbos, before Bein HaShemashah starts, through the end of Bein HaShemashah, you're on the boat, and you stay on the boat, says the Mechaber. And since you stayed on the boat, now you can go ahead and you can depart, says the Ramah, right? But according to the Mechaber, you have to stay on the boat. You couldn't get off it. Says, now, what was the important? What was the Mechaber's reason why you have to stay on the boat? It's just because not because technically, really, you were kind of shvisa. We're going to get much more into this when it comes to Erevin and Erev Techumen and all those things. But basic concept, since you were kind of shvisa on your boat, your home ground was the boat for Shabbos. And therefore, leaving on the boat on Shabbos is not a problem. What was the problem with getting off the boat? The problem with getting off the boat is that once you get off the boat, then you want to get back onto the boat. We have the gzera, you're not allowed to swim in a stream on Shabbos. People are going to see you getting onto the boat. It looks like that. And therefore, it's part of the gzera. Don't get onto a boat on Shabbos. That's why the Mechaber explains it. Says the Ramah, Haga, the Yeshayim, and the Dozes say, that Afila Yotzim and Asvina Shari, that if after Bein HaShemashah, once it's already for sure Shabbos, you get off the boat, it's okay. The Mayach HaShekonah Bo Shvisa Me'er Shabbos, since you already kind of Shvisa on Erev Shabbos on the boat, Muta Achekach Likonis Bo Shabbos, you're allowed to get off and get back on the boat. Okay? The Mishnah Berurah will explain why we're no longer concerned with the Maris Ayin. Remember, the Mechaber's problem with getting off the boat was not Be'etzem a problem, it was a Maris Ayin issue. The Ramah seems to say we're not so worried about it. The yes, show some kiddush besvina before they get off the boat. They actually make kiddush on the boat. They go back to their house and go to sleep. In the morning, they get back onto the boat. Is the meaning in some places. Remember, we're talking about in the cases that it would be okay to go on Friday. Since it's okay to go on Friday, if you kind of shvisa on the boat on Shabbos, it's okay to actually depart on Shabbos. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah on this. Sif katin chaf beis the machash hakanava heinu by yedei ze havalei svina kebeisai. The boat becomes your house. Now the ain a nira kishat kishenichnas bo b'Shabbos. It doesn't look like you're going for a float down the river when you go on Shabbos, which was the Mechaber's main issues. Vafilu ledei azay ain a moel akin shvisa el shi yamuta lichnas b'svina b'Shabbos. Now, according to this shita that the Ramah says that you can get off the boat and get back on, that only helps that you were kind of shvisa on the boat. But then, since you got off the boat, your 2,000 amos that you're allowed to walk on Shabbos already started counting from the city because you got off the boat. Therefore, if you would arrive at your destination on Shabbos, you would only have Dalet Amos. You wouldn't be allowed to, right? This is a Tchumen issue. I was on the boat, that's my Shvisa. I got off the boat, that means my 2,000 Amos goes from where I got off the boat around there. Now, in the morning, I get back on the boat, I go across the river, I get off on the other side, I'm stuck with my Dalet Amos. K'moshe Kassab Simon Tav Dalet, as we said, we'll get much into it. If it's surrounded by walls, we'll see over there if that's a problem. But if you follow the Mechaber's thing, it means you got onto the boat and you stayed on the boat, then you would have 2,000 amos from when you get off. So just to sum this up, the Mechaber says you got to get onto the boat, you can't get off the boat. Okay. Why? Because of Maris Ayin. The advantage of the Mechaber system is when I arrive at my destination, I'll have 2,000 amos from where I get off the boat. The Ramah says, if you want, you can get off the boat. But the negative of that is when you arrive at the destination, you won't have the 2,000 amos because you already got off the boat over here. So your 2,000 amos you got was over here before you left. This, that when you get, if you follow the Mechaber's thing, that when you arrive at your destination, you have a full 2,000 amos, that's assuming that your entire boat ride, you never had a tchum issue because you were never less than 10 tvachim from the, you're always more than 10 tvachim from the ground. Ubisvina gufa mahalach is cool, in the boat itself, you can walk around the whole boat. Even if you follow the Ramaz things that you got off the boat, on the boat, you can walk as much as you want. Since you were in the walls of the boat when it was still day. Now, therefore, that's your shvisa. The whole boat is definitely your house. There's no problem. What happens if you didn't do this? You didn't get onto the boat. We're going to get more into tchumen over there. Okay? Shvisa mi'ar Shabbos. So if you went ahead and you, if you went ahead and you were kind of shvisa the erev Shabbos, a vilim chal yontav erev Shabbos shari lukne shvisa. If yontav erev Shabbos, you can go ahead and do this on yontav and be kind of shvisa on the boat. The aim is emeshim achanim yontav l'Shabbos. You don't have a problem with achanim for yontav l'Shabbos. The aim of oil is that kinyan shvisa shakanim erev yontav. You went on erev yontav, that doesn't help. The aim is em tov tezayin. The Eza Oifen, aim by Mishum Achana, where there's no Achana. Again, all these things we're going to get to later on, by Hilchus Yantav, by Eruvit Chumim, we'll wait till we get there. Sha'ois and Kiddush, because some have the minig that they would go onto the boat. Before they get off the boat, they would make Kiddush. Gamlade is Oibi Inishi, Eshashim Golbein, Eshmash, Kinin Shvisa. It's not enough getting onto the boat and making Kiddush. You have to be kind of Shvisa. How are you kind of Shvisa? By being there from the beginning of Bein HaShemash all the way to the end. El Shesoyim, Del Chathil, Nachan Lassus, Gam Ken Kiddush, V'lechem At. This is not an exclusion that Kiddush takes care of not being on the boat Bein HaShemash. It's in addition, M'kadei L'farsim Adavish, Shekan HaShemash, Lo Yivari L'chashdom, because this is M'farsim, the Inyan of that you were there, and that's who you were kind of the Shvisa, and therefore, you were allowed to get back onto the boat in the beginning. Okay, so that's really where we end the boat discussion. Now, the Mechaber in Siv Nalad is going to go into the discussion about going with a caravan that's going to go through the Midbar. Now, over here, we'll see, is a little bit more difficult, because in the boat, remember, we had saved ourselves from a lot of issues. Tchum was technically not an issue. There was no guarantee that you're going to have to do malacha, right? Not even a drabbanon. It was maybe you're going to come to an isser of malacha because you might end up in a position of kuch nefesh. But when I'm traveling with a caravan, I'm riding an animal through the midbar, tchum is going to be absolutely a problem. Malacha, the rabbanon's for sure, because they're going to be riding an animal, right? So there's much more difficult over here. So we're going to have to see what's, there is some differences in the halacha when we compare going into, on a caravan for a trip through the desert versus going on a boat. So it's definitely more charmedic, and we'll have to see how that plays out. So you're going out with a caravan, a bunch of animals, they travel together in order that they should be safe. You went with a guide, right? And you went through the midbar. This is quite common these days, or at least under our previous administration, of people coming from Mexico through the border to get in. They would travel by caravan. There were people who make sure you got through safe passage. So it's still very negated today if you decide to become a Mexican citizen. Somebody's going out with a caravan to midbar. Everybody knows that you're going to have to be Mechal Shabbos on the way. You're not going to be able to stay in, right? So I go with the caravan. Come Shabbos, maybe I'll just stay on my own and tell the guys, you guys go ahead. After Shabbos, I'll either catch up to you or I won't. You can't do that because you stay alone in the midbar. It's pekuach nefesh. Okay? So, shloisha yomim kaidim Shabbos asurim lasa. It's 3 days before Shabbos. It's definitely asur to leave. And if you leave on Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, Chaver says it's muta. If there's a sakana is going to happen, I won't have a choice because I'm stuck in the midbar alone. There's no chil Shabbos. Let's see the Mishabur on this. Okay, so far the Mechaber seemed to tell us something very, very similar to the boat. As long as I leave before 3 days, I can. I know in 3 days' times, I am not going to be I'm going to be in the middle of the midbar. Therefore, I'm certainly going to have to keep riding because I'm not going to be able to stay. The Mechaber said it's okay, but let's see the Mishabur. L'chal Shabbos. I feel the Yisrael Rabbanon, right? Even in Yisrael Rabbanon is a problem. The Yom Rishim Yom Sheni Meshlishi Kvan Espire Atam. What was the reason? Mishem the Kroim Al Shem Shabbos Ava. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday has to do with last Shabbos. Ain't Sarkli Zara Atash Lo Yovel. The Chil Shabbos Ava. I don't have to be concerned about worrying about next Shabbos. I'm going to be mechal. Ubeknesses hagdoyle kasev Hashem hariv ben leiv dekshedeya bevadei sheyavle dechil Shabbos asaf chaygavna. He disagrees. He says this is not comparative to a boat because here you're vadei going to have to be mechal Shabbos. Vechen kasev haradvas val pizeh soim chenav achshav shem misaknen baatzman ksa shloy lechal Shabbos kdei shloy isul mafreya mashiyotze. He says as follows. He says, if you're going to, according to these shitas, that many of them disagree with the Mechaber, or at least the way the Mechaber is written, some say that that's what the Mechaber means. But if you are going in a situation that you're 100% going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, there's no doubt about it, you can't leave Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Who cares that it's not related to Shabbos? I can't put myself in the position that I'm 100% going to have to ride an animal on Shabbos, even the Rabbanon. What he's saying is as follows. That if I'm leaving in a Sunday, Monday, or Tuesday, and it's not 100% certain, right? And I come to a situation that really some people would view as Sekundus Nefashis, some people wouldn't. People are more pachtan, people are more scaredy cats. They're going to view this, oh, this is scary. I'm not going to stay here myself. Other people would be willing to risk it. So he says that if it's that kind of situation, you should convince, it's a psychological thing, so convince yourself that you shouldn't be scared, and therefore you won't l'mafreya be mechal Shabbos. But certainly, if you're 100% going to be mechal Shabbos, says the Magen Avraham, says the Radva, says the others, you cannot do this. So the Mechaber is saying that you since it was before the 3 days, if it happens to work out that way, you can do it. Now, upashit the lekul alma asalay laftiach l'shayar be'eshi shtatim she'isayim be'ez asiyas malachim v'shabbos. Okay, he says obviously, even according to Mechaber, you can't say, okay, yes, I'm going to be agreeing. This is my job on the road, and I'm going to for sure be mechal Shabbos. V'afil malachim d'rabbanan avsha yedei zet tisbat on the seir shalay. Even though they're going to say, then you can't come with us. Shalay yirtzu l'shtativim ayir filim hudvar mitzvah derehu mas lemed yilchal shabbos. He says you can't be masna 100% to be mechalel Shabbos. Okay, now this actually does make differences when it comes to there's a lot of the shilas that you throw when it comes to soldiers, whether or not if they're given a mission, if they should try to do it before Shabbos, but if that's going to cause a big job for them, if they have to, they don't have to. So all these things play a very complicated shilas that come up. In Eretz Yisroel, we have Jewish soldiers. Okay, now let's go a little bit back to the Mechaber. Va'olel Eretz Yisroel, somebody is making Aliyah. In this damnoloi shayara, fill a bear of Shabbos. If he finds a shayara, even a Shabbos, cave in the dva mitzvah yachal lifresh, you are able to leave. Upoisik imayim lishpois, you make a deal with them that when it comes Shabbos, we're going to have to rest for 25 hours. V'machashi b'mid b'layir to lishpois imay. They say we're not masking, we're not stopping. But now you can't stay yourself because it's Chil Shabbos. It's the sakana. Yachal leches on chutz l'tchum. You can go make kuch nefesh. Okay, now, but v'im nifnas le'ir achas b'Shabbos. But what happens along the way? You happen to come across sometimes there's these cities in the middle of the midbar. Mahalaches kula. You can go the whole city, but you won't be v'afil l'tchim a chutz l'tchum. Right, sakana se'im mutter. You can go into the city. So even if they don't agree, they agree that they're going to stop, you can leave on Erev Shabbos as long as they agree they're going to stop. Then if they don't stop, you're allowed to continue traveling until you get to a makom that's not a sakana. The cave in the l'dva mitzvah nafeg yesh le'alpayim ama l'chol ruach. Since he left for a dva mitzvah, he has the right to get into the next city, and even when he gets to the next city, he wasn't the tchum that he walked till now doesn't get counted since he was ba'ifen heter. Since it was l'dva mitzvah, he was allowed to do it. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. What does it mean? But that means only if you're going to actually move there. Even if you're going to Eretz Yisrael just for a visit, it's also a dva mitzvah since we know that there's a mitzvah. Eretz Yisrael is a mitzvah. We'll see the vade the gamze who bechal dva mitzvah. That's considered dva mitzvah. So for dva mitzvah, I'm allowed to leave even on Erev Shabbos, even if it's within those 3 days, so long as I'm making a deal with them that they are not going to be Mechal Shabbos. But if they say, no, you're crazy, we're not stopping for Shabbos, they tell me that up front, If you're not agreeing, they're not going to take you. So even as a da mitzvah, you can't bevade, put yourself into a position that you're going to be mechalal Shabbos. So they don't, after they said they would stop, then they don't stop. You're allowed to keep going because you're worried about wild beasts. So if you list them or robbers, but you many behemtav the yochel ex baragel be stuck and you're going to be kondus the fashas. Are you kachem in money? They'll take your money, but yochel hachis satz in the mid. You won't be able to survive. Are you jigma mabusha mis manakar? They can take your clothes and it's cold outside. Kulim chal safik kuch nefesh yimut the leiluch imam. You would be allowed to continue with them. Let's just finish the mishabru over here. Chutz l'tchum, even if you're going out of the tchum, I didn't feel a chutz l'yud beis mil namishari. Even if it's 12 mil, which we said could potentially deraisa, achi agil makam she'en sham shuv chashash sekanas tefash. But then once you get to a place that there is no more sekanas tefash, you have to stop. Yesh l'misham alpayim amel l'chal ruch. From where you were no front. Once you got to the point that there's no pikuach nefesh, then you have 2,000 amos. V'im nichnas the cave and the bainus yatzal chutz l'tchum nei pikuach nefesh. Since it was ba'inis, and you went out permissively, you were allowed to leave. Normally, the halacha is when I leave the tchum by mistake, that's it, I'm frozen, I have da'al damas. Since over here, you went ba'ifin heter, from when you got to the point that you reached a yishuv, you have 2,000 amas. The kasav amagan avram, the dafke shalach and v'amitzah gmur, v'lek shalach l'schayra, that the this was a dva mitzvah, not for business. The after das agoshi gamzah mikri tzarech mitzvah. We'll see next week when we learn that that going for business is also dva mitzvah. Kamakol inyan sheyachal ahalach b'toch kalir to be able to walk the 2,000 amos in the city. The chaim b'mash kaz v'chav afilu yesh le'apayim amal charuch ain lis b'chaz akem shar paiz v'chol kazeh. Only if it's a true dva mitzvah, she rely that once you got to the city, you have the 2,000 amos. The kevel dva mitzvah. We will stop over here and we will continue with this Mishnah Berurah, Amir Hashem, next week.